This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
So just for those of you just tuning in the last hour, we talked about Vermin Supreme. We haven't quite finished the discussion. And then we're going to take your calls. You can bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Vermin Supreme, the just perennial presidential contender who always brings fun and amusement to the political process, which is normally a pretty boring affair. Whenever Vermin Supreme's in the room, things are always interesting. He's got a great sense of humor. We've had the pleasure of having him here on Free Talk Live as a guest on a number of occasions. He's attended multiple events that the Libertarians have done here in New Hampshire. He actually lives fairly nearby, so it's convenient for him. He lives in Massachusetts, so it's convenient for him to come up here, which works because New Hampshire's the first primary in the nation, and so Vermin Supreme is always a kind of a mainstay, somebody that you see around a lot, especially during the presidential campaigning season. Of course, it's not that season now, so what is he up to? Well, suing the city of Concord, because the city of Concord denied him a permit to have a pony protest outside of the Hillary Clinton book signing event that's scheduled for tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Concord, New Hampshire, at some bookstore up there, Gibson's Bookstore. And so Supreme was denied the permit by the city of Concord. The city bureaucrat actually admitted that on any other day or time, he'd have been allowed to have the ponies. But in this outside, that there wasn't even any specific restriction on having ponies outdoors in Concord, especially at that location. The bureaucrat further admitted that it was the Concord police who directed him to not grant the permit for the ponies specifically for that day at that location at that time because nobody wanted to interfere with Clinton's book signing. And so now the city of Concord's got a lawsuit on their hands. They are, Vermin and his attorneys are looking for damages, attorney's fees, and an injunction forcing the city to issue the permit and to basically admit that, you know, they done wrong in this particular case. They're also demanding a trial by jury. So, Melanie, you
by
are going...
By tomorrow?
No, it's not going to happen by tomorrow. In fact, rumor has
it... But for an injunction, the event's tomorrow, right?
It is. Maybe they were hoping for, ex parte hearing or something like that, where the judge could grant a preliminary injunction. I don't know.
Well, you can get a preliminary injunction if he hasn't had one by now. It doesn't
it's probably
like
too late
to get one.
Well, that doesn't mean he's not going to be there tomorrow. There's still a good chance that Vermin Supreme is going to show up. And we'll tell you more about that as the situation develops. But, Melanie, you were going to give us your legal opinion as somebody who actually went to law school. Now, you did study criminal law, didn't you?
Right. So I wouldn't say I'm in any way...
You're more qualified than probably most people listening, though. Certainly more than me.
Than most people listening, probably. I'm assuming most people listening aren't trained
civil
in
attorneys.
Law at all.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. I'm always careful not to kind of, like, oversell that when I'm out of my, like, field. Like, I know a little bit about this, but mm-hmm. that doesn't mean I don't know just enough to, like, mess it up.
I see. Do you think he's got a leg to stand on here with the suit?
I think he probably has a pretty decent case. I do think, though, that they have a couple of things that they could argue, and just because the city clerk said that it was for one reason or another, the city's not stuck with that.
Because
basically the city clerk is not required to be a legal expert.
Well, plus unless Vermin Supreme was recording the call, it's, you know, his claim. It's just a claim. We don't
well,
know if it's
right.
true.
So even if they can prove she said that, she's not bound to be any kind of legal expert. So, you know, they could just say, well, she, you know, we didn't tell her why it was.
Uh-huh.
That's why she thought it was. She didn't understand. We just kind of gave them the general, you know, this isn't happening. And like, they're not bound by those arguments. So, I mean, they could say it's a security thing, although that would kind of be more of the purview of the federal government, unless the feds are ordering them to do this, which they didn't say. I don't know if they are or not.
Could be.
They could say that they only have one event kind of going on at the time. So, like, so even if, like, a city is required to issue you a permit for your event, they could still say we're not having seven events at the same time. So if there's a... If, you know, the Westboro Baptist Church came to Keene for some reason and they were like, we're having a parade, Keene has to give them that permit. If you then say, well, I'm having my, you know, pro-gay parade, you know, and you went down to file, you know, we're having a parade of inclusion or whatever, they have to give you that too, but they can tell you that they're not going to do it on the same day, or they're not going to do it at, like, the same time in the same place, because they don't want to have... A, you don't really necessarily want people fighting in the streets, so you might want to separate that. And B, okay, well, we have X amount of space. It's already taken up, kind of first come, first serve, so you can have tomorrow or whatever. We don't want two parades on the same day because it's too much traffic.
See, this is a problem with permitting, is that it takes away, you know, as I was saying before, if you ask permission for something, you're not exercising your rights. What my experience has been with, and I've never asked for a permit to do anything as far as protest, as far as event in a public park or whatever. We used to actually throw what we called Free Keene Fest. So before there was Keenevention, which was an actual weekend-long convention that we did for a few years here in Keene, there was Free Keene Fest, and it would happen some years it was once a year. Earlier on, it was twice a year. We had like a spring and a fall thing. And what we would do was just go down to Railroad Square, which is one of the parks in downtown Keene, right in the heart of downtown, basically. And we would just set up without a permit. We would put up tents, you know, like canopy tents, and people would sell food or whatever their wares were that they wanted to sell. Nobody asked for a permit to do anything. We had open gambling. We had a table with cash gambling going on. There was amplified music without, you know, a permit. We just went there and we did it. And there was one year early on when they actually did come up and ticket me and Toby Islin, who they perceived to be as the primary organizers of the event. And ultimately they ended up dropping those charges. And I forget at this time what the supposed violation was called. I'd have to dig into the archives of freekeene.com to see if I could even find that information. But they didn't have a leg to stand on, because if you have a right to assemble on public property, that means you don't have to ask permission. Now, when you ask the question, well, what if somebody else had a permit? So, like, what if on one day, you know, some society of friends or whatever came there and they had a permit to have an event with tents and things like that on it? Well, they're obviously already there, so, you know, you could, in theory, still set up if there was room for you to set up in that public place. You don't need to also have a permit or to say to yourself, oh, I can't be here because these other people have a permit. Now, it's not a nice thing to do, and you probably shouldn't do that because it's not neighborly to try to kind of crash somebody else's event in that way, but if it's public property, you should be able to occupy that, whatever space you want to.
Well, right, yeah. So, you know, NAP-wise,
the non-aggression principle.
You can just kind of come in. I guess that's like temporary homesteading. I got there. I'm using this, and so it's in some way mine. The use of it is mine until I stop using it. But
the city's strongest argument that they made for permitting is that if you want to access the city's power, because at like certain parks, like the Central Square, for instance, which actually technically isn't a park, it's a common, there's a difference legally. The commons, for instance, never close in New England, but parks can have hours. Anyway, at the common, there's a bandstand, and that has power panels, but they're locked. So if you have a permit, then they will come, and if you've paid the city, because you have to pay for the power access, then they'll come during the times you have the permit, they'll unlock the panel. that makes sense, you know, kind of. Of course, you could also argue that, you know, the city shouldn't be able to charge you for power because, you know, we've already paid taxes, so on and so forth. But otherwise, you know, there's really... It's always sad to me when people ask permission to exercise their rights. Although that said, as you pointed out, Vermin Supreme seemed to be prepared for this lawsuit.
That's what this looks like to me.
Yeah, there's more coming up here. You join us, Free Talk Live.
Link Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Bessies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique 3-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. username is lrn.fm. That is a way for you to get in touch with us here, where you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then, still to come here, we were talking about the right to protest and courtrooms, and there's actually another interesting case regarding your right to record the police. And we'll tell you about that coming up here. One man was given a $275,000 award from the Manchester, New Hampshire police, Manchester City, because they arrested him for recording police in his own home. Turns out that's legal. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. But I also want to let you know about a great gift idea for the holiday season, because everybody loves to eat. It is Omaha Steaks. You go to omahasteaks.com and you can use code FTL in the search bar. You'll get 75% off the family gift pack. And I will tell you here in moments what is in that. $49.99 is the price, and you get a load of food. I'll tell you here in a moment. But Omaha Steaks has been great here. We've got them in the freezer at the Free Talk Live studio, and my roommate Matt has actually been cooking up some of the, we had some of the pork as well as the chicken. They give you this huge variety, and it's just, it's delicious. It stores well. In fact, it comes to you in a, basically a cooler, a styrofoam cooler loaded up with dry ice. It is cold when it gets to your house, and then you pop it in your freezer and take it out whenever you want to make it however you want. Of course, it is the most flavorful tender aged beef, aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts. They're hand-trimmed and then vacuum-sealed. Plus, you can get all kinds of variety, including seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers, pasta, soup, seasoning, sauces, and more. There's over 500 gourmet gift ideas over at omahasteaks.com. But remember, use code FTL in the search bar. That gets us the credit for sending them the business. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving savings to Free Talk Live listeners. You can listen to everything here that you'll get for less than $50 in the family gift pack. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and they'll throw in 4 additional kielbasa sausages as well. You go to omahasteaks.com, use code FTL in the search bar. That gets you the 75% off the family gift pack, which is a great starter into the Omaha Steaks experience. Once again, that's omahasteaks.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's guaranteed to be a hit as a gift this holiday season. And why bother with, you know, the malls and the shopping when you can just get it all done at omahasteaks.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. All right, let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. You can call in about anything you want. Ralph, you're on
now,
Free Talk Live.
The subject matter I want to talk about.
You're going to talk about something new tonight, right? Not something about how
black people is dead, black criminality.
That is what your topic is?
Black criminality and how
it is diving.
No, it's not. It's diving black, animal, and wild. Okay? And the latest episode
it's
of that.
It's always the same, Ralph. I'm done with it. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. It's boring to hear the same topic over and over again. So if you keep calling with that topic, Ralph, and I know you probably don't even listen to the show, but if you keep calling with the same exact topic, we'll just ban you from the air. All right? And I'll tell you that one more time, and then that'll be it. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, because, you know, we're doing a radio show, and the same, you know, if you want to call about racism, okay, fine. We'll talk about racism. We're against it. We're in favor of looking at the individual rather than groups, and it's the individual and their thoughts and their actions that matter. That's what matters. So happy to talk about racism, but not every single call with the same exact points every single time. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. So one of the other interesting stories posted at freekeen.com, a story that I've been following for a while now, a number of years. Of course, that's how long these things take to make it through the court system. A man named Alfredo Valentin was arrested a few years back inside his own home for recording the Manchester Police Department on his phone in his house while they were raiding his home. And the reason they were raiding his house is I think he had a tenant or maybe a family member, Christopher Chapman, different last name, so probably a tenant. But they were looking for not Chapman himself. They'd already arrested him, so he was in custody. Christopher Chapman, they were looking for drugs that purportedly some heroin, I believe, was the alleged drug here that Chapman, they believed he had. Ultimately, the police did not find anything in their search, but that didn't stop them from firing incendiary devices through the property's windows, kicking in the doors, and entering the property SWAT style with semi-automatic weapons and damaging the property and terrifying two women who were still in the house and creating an unjustifiable risk of accidental death or injury, according to the suit brought by the Civil Liberties Union of New Hampshire. It was originally a $1 million lawsuit. The city ultimately settled for $275,000 in this case. Yet another cash-in for another victim of police oppression. The police trying to come after videographers for so-called wiretapping charges. Now, one of the problems in New Hampshire is that New Hampshire is a all-party consent state, where everyone who is part of a conversation that's being recorded has to consent to that recording. And there are only like three or so. There's not very many states that have this. Most states are one-party consent, which means that only one person, if one person is aware the recording is happening, then it makes it legal. So if you are in a conversation in most states, and I believe this is the federal law as well, please call and correct me if I'm wrong about that, but that if you're a part of the conversation and you're recording the conversation and you don't tell anybody else, then that's legal in pretty much every state, with the exception of New Hampshire. I think Massachusetts is also one of the bad ones, and I believe Illinois is one of the bad ones, where all of the parties need to know and ostensibly consent to the recording. And so that's why the New Hampshire police are so brazen about these arrests, is they just think they're going to get away with this because the laws are written pretty poorly when it comes to wiretapping here in New Hampshire. But the good news is, even though you can't legally record a private conversation you're having with other people, like on a phone or in person in New Hampshire legally, you can record the police. And in fact, there have been multiple court cases. This one with Valentin is not the first one. There was actually one involving Carla Garrick, who was the former president of the Free State Project. She was arrested on the side of the road in New Hampshire for recording the police openly with a video camera. She was arrested. She won the civil case that she and her attorney brought against the Ware Police Department and collected $57,000 in that case. And now Valentin is collecting $275,000.
Well, yeah, because now the police should know better, so now we have to punish them incriminally.
They sure as hell should know better.
Which makes sense, but
there's more coming up here in moments. But yet, what will it take for them to actually learn? Because obviously they haven't yet.
Just any time, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free, join us on the radio. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
Let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of product and spending $150 a month. If that's the situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL to get 10% off of your order every time you order. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And yes, they do take Bitcoin. You just need to send them an email to get the Bitcoin payment option. Once again, that's SimplifyMySupplements.com with code FTL for 10% off. We were talking about the good news out of Manchester, New Hampshire, where Manchester police are being ordered to shell out $275,000. Unfortunately, that's coming out of the pockets of taxpayers and not directly from the pockets of the officers in question, who arrested a man for peacefully recording the officers inside his own home while the officers were conducting a search warrant, attempting to find some evidence of drugs, which they never did find. And whether they found it or not, it is absolutely your right to record the police, and there have been multiple court decisions that have made this clear. The Glick decision is probably one of the most recent that is within the last decade that is the most important on this matter. They cited the Glick decision in the Garrick decision, which came out later, which was a New Hampshire-based case with Carla Garrick, who's a Free State Project former president. She got a $57,000 settlement. Now Alfredo Valentin, who is, I don't think he's a libertarian or anything like that. He's just a man who stood up for his rights. He's a man who recorded the cops, and they arrested him for his trouble. And now he's getting $275,000. Attorney Gilles Bissonnette from the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union, he had this to say, quote, "The settlement recognizes that the right of citizens to observe and record the police is a critical check on the use of power and force by law enforcement. The police need to understand that individuals who are recording their work without interference have a constitutional right to do so, and it is not cause for their arrest." So I am happy to see this case end the way that it did. Obviously, you know, it's traumatic to go through what this man went through with his door being kicked in and grenades being fired through the windows of the property. That's pretty terrifying. But nonetheless, he's come out $275,000 ahead. And ultimately, my question is, what will it take for these bureaucrats, these police bureaucrats, to actually stop arresting videographers?
Well, I mean, the same thing that it's going to take to get rid of the state, just maybe on a specific, you know, more specific level, I guess. I mean, they have no real, unless something happens to them, I mean, they're not paying this out. I mean, they don't have that kind of money.
But at some point, don't you think that somebody in the city government's going to say, hey, guys, cut it out. This is costing us. And, yeah, we can keep raising taxes, but ultimately, you know, this needs to stop. Is that going to happen at any point?
Well, I mean, it depends on if the police chief or the sheriff, whichever the case is,
this is police,
decides that losing that budget money, if it's even coming out of that budget,
yeah, I don't know,
is worth, you know, kind of the less terror and fear that he's going to lose from ordering them to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm. And maybe Manchester thought that they could get away with it, where the smaller town of Weir, New Hampshire, couldn't. I mean, I don't know if it was just the brazen attitude of the officers, or of course, they're, you know, some of them aren't known for their intellect, so maybe they just weren't even thinking in that moment. They just saw a man with a recording device and decided to attack him.
Well, I mean, although in New Hampshire they have kind of intelligence limits instead of intelligence maximums like they do in most other places.
What do you mean they have intelligence limits?
In Keene, they have, like, in Keene, I think you have to actually have a 4-year degree. Not that that means you're intelligent necessarily, but they don't seem to be the departments that have, like, an IQ cutoff maximum limit, which is pretty normal.
Like New London, Connecticut does. They have that.
Plenty of places.
Yeah. At the very least, I mean, I'm not in favor of college degrees, but at least that means they're not just hiring anybody who can fog a mirror.
Or they have tests. They're not intentionally hiring unintelligent people from what I can tell.
Yeah, I don't know what Manchester's police policy is. It could be different from Keene's.
I don't know, and they didn't seem, like, the few ones that I have interacted with didn't seem...
In Manchester?
Yeah, didn't seem stupid. Like, they didn't seem... I mean, I don't know. Maybe they just send the more intelligent ones to us because they know we'll sue them. I don't know. Maybe if I was, you know, somebody else, I would have a less fortunate experience. But it doesn't. But then you have to have those people on the staff to begin with in order to be able to do that. And it wasn't like they weren't sending us kind of the older, like, they weren't sending us like 60-year-old officers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places will do that because they hired those guys on back when they had either standards or at least didn't have anti-standards. But it was like, you know, same age as what the other ones seemed to be.
Kudos to the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union, by the way. I mean, these guys do really great work. It's the ACLU, their branch in New Hampshire. They, I think that as far as, like, different groups of activist-type, you know, political people, the NHCLU or the ACLU of New Hampshire is one of the best, like one of the top two groups here in New Hampshire as far as across the board they are pro-liberty on almost everything. There's very rarely a time with which I will disagree with their position on an issue. They're really good. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there that don't like the ACLU for whatever reason. Ultimately, they're one of the, at least here in New Hampshire, they're one of the most consistent and principled and pro-freedom groups that we have lobbying the state government. And they do more than lobbying the state government. They'll go and talk to state legislators in their hearings and argue in favor of freedom on a lot of issues, a lot of civil liberties issues. But they'll also sue and, you know, protect people's rights in court. So I think from that aspect, they're even probably arguably better than the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is also another good organization. I'm a life member of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, so, I mean, I got nothing against them. But they're only political. You know, they don't engage in suing to protect rights either. So kudos to the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union. I think they do some great work. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. And by the way, I think that it would be interesting to see more, like, if there's an attorney who could just go out there and start recording police in the hopes that they'll arrest him and just keep doing it until they finally stop. I mean, I'm sure attorneys have
Well, you have to have
do,
a
but,
lot of time yeah. and money.
Right.
You'd have to be retired.
Yeah.
Or
nonetheless,
independently wealthy.
It is interesting because the guy Glick in the Glick case, he was an attorney. So that just happened to be the case. They accidentally arrested an attorney. Whoops. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. It was announced that I think we have 71 murders so far this year.
Uh-oh. How many of them by cops?
Probably none.
I don't think they
I
count
those.
No, they don't.
No. So they found this guy dead in the backyard now, but like a teenage guy. And we still have like 3 more weeks, so we might kill another 1 or 2.
Are you going to arm up to defend yourself, Sarah?
Well, you know what? I do not come out of the house. But, you know something? I'm in favor of...
Oh, you don't come out of your house? That's not going to keep you safe from being murdered.
No, after
I mean, staying in your home after dark is not a way to keep yourself from being murdered, but thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. We're going to continue here with the Edgington Post in moments. Mark Edge is on the road, but he's actually coming back this week for a limited time, but he's been continually recording his Edgington Posts, and we're going to share one of those with you coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
All right, we're back with another edition of the Edging Post. It's Mark Edge, and I am doing Free Talk Live, or at least this segment of it, remotely from the Cato Institute. I have with me David Beer, and you are an economist here at Cato Institute?
I'm the immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute.
So I have lots of questions. If you want to make the telephone lines just blow up with people on Free Talk Live, all you have to do is say that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people in free countries.
Well, that does seem to be the case. It's a very controversial topic, but that's essentially the libertarian position. You should have a presumption in favor of the freedom to move, and that should include for citizens and non-citizens, citizen rights. That's a separate issue. The right to vote is a separate issue, but the basic liberty to move and live where you want should not be something that the government should restrict just because you were born somewhere else.
Now, I have heard many, many times, never backed up with any evidence, but I've heard many times people say, and usually it'll be sort of conservative guys that'll say this, but maybe they come from the left too that say it, but that show me the nation state that has existed in the past that didn't have immigration restrictions, as though the appeal to history is, somehow makes sense. I do it in my own mind. I appeal to history all the time, but
sure.
I mean, I've tried to think about it, and I think that passports and all that stuff is a World War One creation.
That's right. Before World War One, the United States had almost entirely open borders. The only restrictions prior to the 1880s were for people who were criminals similar type of situation. You needed to have a sponsor in the United States, so an American citizen who was willing to take responsibility for you if you became indigent. But other than that, there was really no restrictions on immigration, except for the Chinese,
right,
the old Chinese Exclusion Act. But before World War One, you're right, the United States existed for a majority of its history with no real restrictions on immigration in the same sense that we have today.
And what about historical restrictions on immigration? The first thing that made me think of when somebody said it was sort of the Ostrogoths. Was it the Visigoths being pushed by the Ostrogoths? The Ostrogoths being pushed by the Visigoths to the west in Europe, and thus infringing on Roman territories when they were being pushed by the Hun. I think I've got this right. I could be just mixing up a whole bunch of things together. But other than that, I mean, that was a mass migration, not an immigration issue. But nonetheless, I really couldn't think of immigration restrictions.
Right, right, yeah. So, you know, the Roman Empire had really a civil conception of citizenship. It was something that was in principle open to anyone, regardless of where they were born. And so when they took over new territory, it was assimilated into the empire. And really that was what allowed them, was a strength to their empire for many years. But really, until World War I, really the world had a very open, free immigration system. You know, there were some exceptions, the Russians, but really that was the direction that the world was heading right up until that first Great War.
Before, and I'm just going to use the term broadly, before socialism, before the sort of progressive era in the United States, before, you know, very serious people with cigarettes and berets, striped shirts in European coffee shops were discussing exactly how they could solve the world's problems by giving all power to governments. Before that happened, human labor was an asset. You know, this is human capital was something you wanted to attain. Every conqueror that existed prior to this wanted new people, and they wanted new people because there's really only two forms of assets, and that's land and people to work the land. What happened, you know, that people became just so averse to the notion? If you said, hey, let's bring on, and by the way, I don't know my Mexican provinces very well, but if let's just let Chihuahua join the union, right? I think that you'd find people's heads exploding with just the very notion of this, because they would think immediately, cost. What would this cost us? Whereas at one point, it wasn't a cost. It was an it was. I mean, they threw triumphs for Caesar for bringing in new territory.
Sure. So you're absolutely right. Human beings are the ultimate resource, which is what Julian Simon, the famous libertarian economist, described, and really why the radical environmental left is wrong. Human beings, overpopulation, all of those concerns were wrong because human beings create the solutions to the problems that they pose. So, yes, there are costs to having people, but there are also much greater benefits to having them. As far as what went wrong, if you actually look at the history of the United States, what went wrong was the progressive movement in the United States, which saw government as the opportunity to socially plan the entire economy and society. And part of that planning was an explicit promise that we really program our population. We figure out who are the best types of people and only accept them into our country. And so really giving immigration controls over to the government to figure out which types of people are going to be best suited for the United States was really a big government program, and really one of the first major examples of bureaucratic, you know, the creation of this bureaucratic state that we have today was really that immigration agenda in the 1920s.
You know, if they were letting the best of the best, the world's best, come here to the United States and work and build this nation, I'd still be all for that. I mean, I realize that the government, the government can mess up anything, but they're not doing that. They're trying to keep engineers and software analysts and all kinds of people that do the things that they do out in Silicon Valley out of the United States and make it very difficult for people to come here. You know, yeah, sure, come here and study and pay our universities for your degree, but then don't stay. It's insane.
Sure, absolutely. And so if you look at the 1920s, you know, how they selected the best of the best was just based on racial categories. So they just excluded the Italians because they were of inferior race. Now we think of Italians as, you know, Italian Americans as the heart of America.
We just think of them as Americans.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah, absolutely. And so today we have a concern about the number of Indian Americans who are coming in and working in high-skilled industries in Silicon Valley. And it's really no different. The idea that we should basically protect the industry from competition is really, like you said before, a socialist idea. Really, the tradition in the United States has been one in which you want to have competitive markets, and competition ultimately benefits consumers, which is all of us, and really protectionism is something that ultimately harms all of us, because yes, it's great for me if I'm a software engineer, if I keep out other software engineers, but it's really bad for me if I keep out everyone, which is really what we're doing, keeping out everyone from every other industry in the country. And that's why socialism failed. This monopolization control by the government really protected their industries, but ultimately harmed consumers and the people in their economy.
It stifles growth, and growth is good for a particular industry and a particular software engineer. It's good for those people. They don't see it in the short term. I get that if you're sitting there and, you know, you're sitting in a room waiting with 10 other people interviewing for a job, and you look at them and say, that person's got an accent. I don't like that. That's fine, but, you know, ultimately, robots are taking jobs, you know, from people too, and we're not outlawing robots.
Yeah.
Now, talking about sort of lower income people, these are the, I mean, they never get the fireworks, you know, they never get the spotlight, but these are the people that build the economy, right? I mean, this building we're sitting in wasn't built by a bunch of engineers that rolled up their sleeves, took off their white hard hat, and then began operating cranes. It was construction workers and, you know, guys that started to probably, in many cases, started digging holes.
Yeah, so 70% of the American workforce does not have a college degree. That's still true even today, and that fact alone should tell you the idea of kicking out everyone who doesn't have a college degree is not a path to prosperity. If we got rid of 70% of the workforce, America would not be a more prosperous country. And so once you have a principle and you're willing to say, well, we're only willing to accept college graduates, if you applied that principle to the fullest extent, where the economy was only college graduates, you'd have to think about what is the implication of that? What would that ultimately lead to if taken to the extreme?
Hold it right there, David Beer. We're going to have to take the rest of this podcast. Listeners, you can find the remainder of this interview when you go to archives.freetalklive.com. That's archives.freetalklive.com. Thanks.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins,
furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.